We thank you very much just being here to worship you. So when we raise our voice, we're singing, we're praising you. Or when we listen to the message, so I pray the Holy Spirit will be with us. And I would pray that you would please up our worship. You're present in this room. You watch our service. So everything
we do for your glory, Father. And we pray
in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Today we study about God. What exactly did he do? I know it's a summer, July. And when I reviewed the Facebook, I saw some of you travel in different places. Some of you went to the beach, and some of you, hiked the mountain, something like that, or visit some other places. So it's good to be reminded when you're on vacation and when you observe things, and can you experience God in his creation? And before I go to the sermon, I would like to thank all of you who participate in Brittany and Chris' wedding. And it's really wonderful to see most of you, or all of you, participate one way or the other. And really wonderful when all of us have a good time. I know probably Chris and Brittany will wake up probably about 11 or 12. They will be at the church late. I think they get home around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And some of you, primate, you get up like Tammy or Kathy, they get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, a.m., and they stay until midnight or 1 o'clock. So it's kind of wonderful. Kathy, I don't know where the energy comes from, but she led the worship service this morning. It's wonderful. And so all of you did a great job. And I know roughly about over 100 people participate in the wedding, the decoration, the cake making, the clean up my house. You're all wonderful. And it kind of amazed when over 100 people put together as a community, as a team. And it really worked out real good at the end. So I'm thankful for that. Brittany and Chris, they will be at the church late today, and probably they will say thanks for each one of you personally. So we learn about God, Creator. One of the stories I read way back, and probably I already share with some of you or one of you, is the Homeric story. A group of scientists, when they get together, they decided that man has come a long way, and they no longer need God. So they pick one of the top scientists to represent them, to tell God they were longer need him. They were done with him. So this representative scientist spoke to God, saying, God, we exist for a long time, but we up to the point now, we can clone the people. We can do many miraculous things. So we gathered together, we decided that we no longer need you. So God listened patiently, and then he said, very well, how about this? Let's have a man-making contest. To which the top scientist said, okay, right, let's do it to prove man we can do or equal to God. But God added, now we're going to do this just like I did back in the old days with Adam. So the top scientist said, oh, no problem. We can handle it. So he bent down and picked up a handful of dirt. But God said, oh, no, 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 no. You get your own dirt. Because the dirt is his dirt, God's dirt. Man, get your own dirt. Creation came into being of nothing. The universe did not begin with God and something else. Like dirt in the story I just turn you. Behind everything is God and God alone. Only God creates something from nothing. So four things I want to share with you. God is a source of all creation. God is the creator of all creation. God is sustained of all creation. And God cares for all creation. We go point by point. In Psalm 33, verse 6 to 9, if you have the Bible, you can open the Bible and read with me, or you can follow the slide up there. Psalm 33, 6 to 9, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he lays up the deep in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. So everything you see, the heavens, the stars, the water of the sea, the depth, and the whole earth, all the inhabitants of the world, was created by God. So some of you, I know you took vacation. You went out to the beach. Some of you go to Florida. Some of you climb the mountain somewhere up north. When you visit Oregon somewhere, you see the second tallest fawn of the world in Oregon, in America, in Oregon. So you have to recognize God created that. The word made in verse 6 literally means became or has become. It communicates the ideas that creation, you and me, entire of created order, wasn't just created but came into being in verse 9. Not only one thing, not one single thing was made that God did not make. Everything was made by him. So I just want to make sure you remember when you observe things around this world, the wonder of the world, God created those things. So the Bible also said he brought into being immediately and instantaneously matter, which did not previously exist. So when he spoke, the heaven and the earth came into existence. In addition, he shaped, combined, and transformed existing material as when God created Adam from dust of the ground in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and Eve from Adam's ribs in Genesis chapter 2 is talking about. So since God is the source of all creation, he laid claim to all the creation. So when you understand from God's point of view, you would recognize the world is not ours. It is God. Like a lot of things you see around us, and sometimes we make a mistake. We claim God's creation as our own creation, and we create the big mess. One of the stories, how many of you visit Texas during the summer and you see blue bonnets? You see the sea of flowers, just wonderful. You know, roughly about May or June time frame, and suddenly when you travel Texas, you see like the wave of bluebonnet. It's just beautiful. It reminds me one of the story, one of the girls, small girl from the city, she went to somewhere in Texas. She see very, very beautiful flowers. So she asked, do you think if God mind, if I pick some of his flowers? This little girl from her very, very tender, you know, natural thinking, she got it right. Because in the flowers she picked, she recognized it's the God creation. So sometime today, if you have the chance, walk around the church. You see all the beautiful flowers. Just thinking about it, or maybe your backyard, I don't know, but since we're at the church, just walk around the church. You see just the thorn plants, and suddenly you see the rose. It's just beautiful, unbelievable. And you see in the front some of the landscape we just complete. You know, suddenly you see some small flower. And when you look at the plant looks ugly, but the flower is just so beautiful. So something in the ugliness of whatever the plant on the tree, you see the beautiful things happen. Walk around the back, because we prepare the hill in the back. And in October, the first few weeks of October, we have outdoor wedding. You see something beautiful begin to happen. Some flower, you know, green leaves, tree is beautiful out there. Walk around so you can experience God, but you don't have to go far away. Okay? So, because God created this world, so all things belong to Him. So when you recognize God, a source of all creation, you would appreciate the beautiful of what God created. Secondly, God is the creator of all creation. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, 16. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all, over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether throne or dominion, principality or power, all things were created through him and for him. So when you read Colossians here, and it reminds me of the book of John, because John reinforced the same reality. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him. And apart from him, not one thing was created and that has been created. In John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, if you still remember. So basically, the universe we live in is not self-produced. God, through his divine power, so he created divine order, and all the activity is seen throughout the creation. So that reason why it demands an absolute being, it means God, was the first cause of all things. So when we look at the glory of heaven, you recognize his handiwork of the earth. Some of you, roughly, you know, July the 4th, when from 7 a.m. until like 3:30 p.m., it rained like dog and cat. And City of Houston canceled the firework and all of that stuff. But somehow, miraculously, by 3:30, the rain stopped. And we had the community of Ivory Coastal folks gathered together, like over 150, around 200 people. And suddenly, and he's here, suddenly like the sky just opened beautifully, unbelievable. Blue sky. And from 3:30 to 4:30, they hurry up and try to set up all the game and all that stuff. And they really have a good time when the whole community gathered together. And people kept worried, Pastor, it's raining, should we move in-house, all of that stuff. But suddenly, it's just so beautiful when you see, some of you, do you remember July the 4th, how bad the rain was? Okay, it flooded all over the place. And it's just beautiful, the sky just opened. So I praise the Lord for that. Because when you recognize something like that, it's just unbelievable. Because God created our own creation. Because sometimes as a human being, some of you science degree, okay, you look through the microscope and you see all the wonderful things happen under the microscope. And sometimes we're thinking about, hey, we have the power to create all that little thing, the micro, the nano stuff. But believe it or not, when we understand about God, creator of all creation, we would appreciate from the nano stuff on the way to the huge thing. And when this morning, when all of you or some of you stand up and stand up, you adore the worship, the Bible also talking about when we worship God, we tremble before you know, before the Lord. Or we stand in awe of Him, like some of the song you sing, in awe of Him, Jesus. Because Jesus Christ, He also the image of God. Sometimes we cannot recognize because the great Creator is so huge. But at least we can recognize Jesus Christ as the image of God. And He in us, but He also the Creator. So when you understand that, you consider the creation contrast to the man intervention. Man, we make the airplane, okay? We launch a rocket to the moon or through the further star. And we proud about on the thing we create, the iPhone, some of you iPad. And yesterday in the UN and the use on cap, we control thing. We proud of that. Okay, when man thinking about they create the great white way, okay, with light, but God create the Milky Way. You see the contrast between man creation and God creation. Man, we can say, okay, I build the Eiffel Tower, Empire State Building, the 80 story or 100 story of skyscraper. The TV antenna can touch the heaven. But God create, if you visit in the north side, you can see, you know, the redwood, the jungle, the wood, the mountain, you know, touch the heaven. And we talk about, we create the, you know, some cool stuff, but God create something great bigger. And if you go visit some of the art museum, you see beautiful painting, okay, the landscape and all of that stuff. But God create the landscape of every horizon when you travel in this country or travel around the world. So man can build seven wonders of the world, but God create the world itself. So when you see that, you would appreciate and you would recognize being God. Also, God sustained on creation. Galatians chapter 1, verse 16, pointed at, He is before all things, and by Him all things hold together. The author of the poem, you know, when he wrote this one, the same thing as the author of the book of Hebrew, he go further. He talked about the Son of Radiance of God's glory, the exact expression of His nature, sustained all things by His powerful word. So he talked about the image of God. He talked about Jesus Christ in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. So all things we create through God's spoken word, and all things we sustain through His power. It requires as much power to conserve as to create. So the reason I want to go to this point, so to prepare you for the next point I want to share, so you would understand part of our responsibility as the man God created to sustain His world. So when you understand that, you would recognize He sustained on creation, so you would appreciate the gravity. You appreciate, why things happen so you can walk on this earth. Because if it misses up gravity, when you jump off this earth, you probably fly somewhere, but it pulls you down. And to remind me, the same thing as a Christian faith, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, is the fox or the anchor you when you walk on this world to sustain you, to help you to walk on the right path. But the last point I want to share with you, to recognize God care for all creation. The Lord looked from the heaven. He see on the Son of Man. From the place of His dwelling, He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts individually. He considered on His work. God sees us. He knows our ways. He knows the move in our heart. We can hide from each other, but He looks at our heart. He knows the movement in our heart. He is a caring God, so He has not left creation alone. He immediately involved with the masterpiece of creation. The masterpiece of His creation is us, human. So he cared for the people. He cared for us. So that is why he has not abandoned us or forgotten us, because he is involved. He is involved God. So that is why through the history, when you study the Bible, you find out man is falling. And we become sin. And because of sin, man begin to break away from God further and further. And up the point of no return. However, because God cared for his creation, for man, so he had to come down to this earth, like Jesus Christ, die on the cross because of our sin, carry our burden because he cared for us. And he also said, whoever believes in him have everlasting life, so we can be reconciled with God. So not only he holds the universe together, but he also holds our lives together. He will hold us together too. Why? Because he cares. He understands our problem. He understands our situation, our circumstances, our worry, our situation. Last night, I'm very, very touched through Tam when she shared about the struggle, go through nursing school, and the same thing as a Brittany struggle, go through the dental school. But because God cares, he loves us. So he helped us to pull through. But it's also because he cares for us. But as a community, we care for each other, pray for each other, pull together to help each other out. During July the 4th, I talked with our sister, Glory, there. I read the news. Nigeria? You know there is the turbulence in Nigeria, and roughly about 6,000 Nigerian Christians was killed. It's very, very sad. So I told our sister Glory here, I know we have Ari Costa, but we also have our sister here from Nigeria. Pray for Nigeria. Pray that someday Sister Glory here, we have some mission planning help, support somewhere in Nigeria, I don't know. Not if it not happened in 2019, that happened in 2020, I don't know. We have to cast vision that far, because as a community of faith, okay, we're going to have a mission in Vietnam. Okay, we build a church in Cambodia, and I just get the proposal from the mission team to have opened the school in Phnom Penh. Remember, we support about 40, 50 children, and the school seemed to be closed down. So we're going to help to sustain them, and I will present the church today to get it through, and then we will have the long-term plan. And the same thing I talked to Eugene Tano, Arnie's father here. You know, he need to pray and plan about it. Someday we have the mission in Ivory Coast. And some of you, English ministry, you will participate. You know, maybe we're going to have VBS in Nigeria Baptist Church. That's where she comes from. And some of you will go over there and have VBS. I don't know. They speak English. You just have no problem. And I'm still trying to get people to learn French now. Or at least I'm trying to learn French now. So someday, maybe next year or 2020, I will go to Ivory Coast and I speak French. And all of you have that capability. Okay? And one of our brothers, he's from Spanish. So I tasked him, think about Hispanic folks. We may have a mission for Spanish. We had a radio, you know, once a week, half hour speaking Spanish for Hispanic folks. Maybe we go over there. And you, the next generation, you will do that. The first generation, we only have a few years left. But your next generation to change the world. And that's the point God cares for in creation. So next year, we send the team explore northern part of Vietnam, southern part of Vietnam and probably pick two churches to support. And I talk with Miss Glory, talk with her own church over there, begin to think about something. So your generation will help. If it not happened in 2019, it will be 2020 or 2021. We don't know. But take a lot of prayer. And maybe her kid will grow up old enough. We lead the team over there, Nigeria. I don't know. But pray for her. She still have the baby. We just have a baby shower a month back and still very, very young. Pray with her. Okay? Because God cares for all creation. But we also need to think about our own community here. We work very close with the fire department. Once in a while, think about the people around this area. We can do something. Like I told our ideas, there are quite a few school, high school, elementary school, middle school, and high school in the city of Houston, Harris County. They're very, very bad. So I'm trying to work with all the churches, American churches, Hispanic churches, whatever the church can participate, put together the team, and help this school. Because this school, they're at the bottom. There's no way to go down. So if we step in with a little bit resource, the only way they do is just go up. They're just moving up. Because they're at the bottom already. They're at zero already. So the only thing they go is go up. We need to take on that opportunity to present the gospel. Instead of we just out there, we just tell the gospel, but by action, because our love, because our care. Or even we put the money together, rent the bus, take those children to HBU, University of Houston, so they can experience first time ever to see the university, even though they grew up in the great city of Houston, but never see even community college. I took quite a few of them to HBU, and when they walk into HBU, you know, one of the conservatory concert, it looked like the first time ever they see the wonder of the world like this. I say, have you ever been in college? Just visit? Say, no, this is the first time ever. We, just like God, care for our creation, care for the community, care for the people, and we, the church, we broke the vicious circle of the generation. Because if we need to think about our own community, this group of people, when they about grade 8 or 9, they get pregnant, they go to work, that vicious circle starts again. They cannot get out the poverty and family abuse, drug, crime, it's happened. And as the community, we cannot let it happen. My generation may have the limitation because our English is not that good. Okay? I have to get the sermon into Google and listen to the English and try to imitate speaking language. But you grew up in America, born in America, grew up in America, your English is just perfect. You change the world. Just like the Bible said, God cares for creation. So sometimes we think about saving a dog, but we forgot about the human being we need to save and it impacts generation. So God's face always look at us. Turn toward us. His heart, very, very tender. And he knows us. He cares for us. And if we truly reflect in us, reflect in God, we have the same habit as God, have a tender heart. So we can see the people, we have to see through whatever the barrier. We see the heart, the people God loves. And we represent him. At the conclusion, it had nothing to do with him, but I need to throw it in. Okay? One of the men was asked where he's going, and he said he go to church. I'm appreciate you go to church today. He said, go to church. And his friend said, what are you going to do there at the church? Is your God great God or little God? So the man answered, the one who go to church. And I hope when you go to church, you have the same answer as this man. God is both. Because he great when you see the whole world, the heaven and earth. The heaven cannot contain God. However, God is so little, he can live in our heart. So when you go to church, God in your heart, when you walk out of this church, you see God wonder. And the people see the wonder of God, sometimes they not recognize it, but they have to see God in you because he's little enough to stay in your heart and bring that God with you everywhere you go, so the people can see God, can see Christ through you. Let us stand up. So God is big enough to create and sustain universe, our world, but it's small enough to deal with our problem, our concern, and that always be with you. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to learn about you, to understand about your creation. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with all the young people, all the people in this room. And the Holy Spirit will be with them. So when they worship you, when they study the Bible, and when they get out of this facility, out of this church, you will be with them. So when the people see them, they see God, they see Christ, and they come to you. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with the congregation today, next week, and forever. Amen.